you take off the first P, pop art becomes op art or optical art. And optical art delves into how the eye perceives things. In some cases, you have non-representational optical art that really takes art down to a very minimal and fundamental level and looks at how the artist can control line, color, and shape in order to create the illusion of depth. Then you have artists like M.C. Escher, who actually utilize representational objects and tools like lizards and stairways, but still look at how these elements are manipulated into fooling the eye that there's actual depth there.